Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
going rock climbing, which is something I haven't done recently, but my girlfriend has. And she was listening to music while she did it. I said, change it up, listen to a pod.
Yeah, no, you're so right.
Mm. Get in the zone of rock climbing.
I'm actually strangely good at rock climbing.
You've said this to me before. That's one that we've done many things together and experienced many things together.
Haven't done rock climbing together.
We've never rock climbed together.
I'll tell you why I'm good at it.
I'm talking, we've done indoor skydiving together, but never rock climbed.
No, never. There is a rock climbing place near, we do F45 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the cult.
Mm.
There's a rock climbing place near that. We should do it.
Mm.
Should have a crack. Because I'll tell you why I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not heavy.
Dexterous fingers and you're not heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've said, like, I've got really long fingers that can spread really wide. Mm-hmm. That's from learning to play guitar when I was younger.
Of course, yeah.
And they're very strong.
Mm.
And I don't weigh much.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect rock climbing body.
And if you want to know why I suck at it, the complete opposite of everything Jimmy just said.
Nath is super heavy.
Super heavy.
Short, fat, stubby.
Undexterous fingers. And then on top of it, I just hate rock climbing.
Yeah.
So no interest, really.
Yeah.
So when you said we should do it, shit on it.
I actually don't love it. I'm just good at it.
I don't really, like, you get to the top, yay.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get to the top.
But then you...
Who cares?
Then you got to go all the way back down.
Mm,
or if you're in one of those indoor ones, you can jump off the wall and the rope sort of brings you back down.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's not something... I'm good at it. But sometimes in life you can be good at things and it's not something you want to do.
Yeah. If you're wondering why Grace isn't here...
We've let her go.
We've let her go.
She
suggested team rock climbing. We're like, get out.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's the way Hobart Wednesday. Happy middle of the week. Welcome to the centrepiece, Jim. As we all know, it is all down from here.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. A bit chilly this morning as well.
Oh, more than a bit chilly. Is this the first frost that we have had in 2021? Because this morning, the car completely frozen over. It's like I was driving an igloo this morning.
It was, I think it might be the first frost of the year.
I don't remember any other frost.
I haven't kept count, though.
No. Well, I feel like normally, because if there's morning frost, normally I come and go, morning frost.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've said it this year.
I'm also thinking weekends, you and I sleep in. So we might have missed them.
Because I'm certainly not getting up morning frost time on weekends.
Yeah.
Is this the first weekday morning frost?
This might be the first weekday. someone posted on Facebook I saw last night. So at the moment, on top of the mountain, on top of Kanae, Mount Wellington, it's -3.6.
Yeah.
So last night, it was -3.
Mm.
But it, you know, the feels like?
Mm.
On top of the mountain last night, it felt like -12.
That's stupid. Like, that's dumb. Freezes are warmer.
Yeah. Like. So it was that windy and it was snowing because they shut the road yesterday.
Yeah, I was getting all
morning,
the Pinnacle Road updates.
Pinnacle Road updates.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, you can't really see it at the moment, Hobart, but it's snowing on the mountain. It is cold.
It also may sound like Jimmy and I probably spent the night nude up there, which is why we're so clogged up this morning. People are probably listening going, who the hell is this show? Because Jimmy sounds completely different. Nay sounds completely different.
I've got a little tub of Vicks Vapor on probably.
Oh, give me some of that.
Let me put the lid on so it doesn't go everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I think Vicks stays in the jar often. But...
Oh, it's good. Throw it back with the lid off.
Yeah. Okay.
Lid off. You said it stays in the jar.
One. Oh, it's good. Have some of that.
Oh, it stays in the jar.
It's in the jar. You want some?
You know what? Two things stay in the jar that you can throw.
What?
Vicks, Vegemite.
Vegemite too, of course. Yeah, most spreads would.
Peanut butter?
Not the fancy organic peanut butter.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah. Kraft, though, got stayed in there.
We should chuck jars of stuff around.
Write that down, Producer Grace, because we're going to chuck jars around with the lids off and see if it stays in there.
Oh, does it stay?
I love when we come up with a fun challenge 5 minutes into the show.
And now people just know, you know what I mean? They're going to learn. We're never going to do that, by the way, but if you did, you'd know.
Oh, we always say we're going to do things, but then we just never do them.
Oh, that's good.
How good is that Vicks?
Vicks is great. You know what I mean?
It's a game changer.
Sick to smell Vicks. It's gonna be.
I went through a phase where I was just doing it every night just to clear the passageways. It's nice.
True, yeah.
Do yourself a favour, guys. Had a sniff of Vicks this morning. Jim, this is great. This is great for Tasmanians and chocolate lovers because Nestle, they have released a new Kit Kat dark chocolate variety which pays tribute to Tasmania's prowess as a great herb-growing state. We have a Tasmanian Kit Kat. It's called Kit Kat Dark Tasmanian Mint, and it boasts a refreshing mint chocolate using oil from mint grown in Tasmania.
Mm.
So there's a talent. You're not a fan of this.
Oh, I'm just not a fan. And this is an unpopular opinion, I think, but I'm not a fan of mint in chocolate.
I've never been a fan of mint in chocolate, but I am a fan of Tasmania.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. You put the word Tasmania in there, I'll eat it.
Eat some dog poo.
Yeah.
Where is it from? It's Tasmanian. Put it in my mouth.
I'll take it. I'll take the lot. It's true.
Because I just don't get, you know, they usually those after dinner mints. You know, they're mint. They got the chocolate on it.
I went to school with Aaron Markey, the guy who stole the school captaincy from me.
Stole it or deserved it?
Nah, stole it. I told you, he did the joke at the big presentation and...
It's okay, mate.
It's all downhill from there. I'm never going to let it go.
20 years ago.
Anyway, so this is another thing that annoyed me about him.
Yeah.
Loved mint ice cream.
Yeah.
Mint flavoured ice
cream. Can I say
which is just gum. It's like gum.
Reminds me of toothpaste or gum.
Yeah. It's like, why would you brush your teeth with ice cream?
And then there's a bit of chocolate. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like those two things.
And it's also,
for me, they don't go together.
It's also green. Mm.
Yeah, a bit odd looking.
So apparently the Kit Kat team on Monday, they unveiled two new decadent dark chocolate flavours, the Kit Kat Dark Tasmanian Mint and the Kit Kat Dark Southern Australian Orange. So they're going for some state gear, going for some local gear at the moment. So I dare say we'll probably see some more representing other states as well. But they've gone with mint. They've gone with mint for Tassie. I just feel like there's so many different other options other than mint. Why are we going with mint?
We should maybe we should do a phoner, mate. What's today? Wednesday?
What should be our Kit Kat flavour?
What do you want? What do you eat with chocolate?
Yeah,
because it's got to be chocolate and
absolutely. Because I just feel like I wasn't asked. Were you asked?
No, I was not asked.
We're Tasmanians. Never asked.
Not a fan. Maybe you and I are in the outers, mate. Maybe Tasmania loves mint and chocolate.
I don't think they do. 13 10 60. If you love mint and chocolate, no one's called.
What do you love with chocolate? I'm trying to think. Like what other flavour? Caramel,
like
salted
nice.
Caramel.
What about like red wine?
I
could have
like
a boozy one.
Do red wine and dark.
Imagine
chocolate.
That. Put a bit of Pinot, a bit of Frogmore Pinot in there.
Oh yeah,
there's
plenty of wines out there. Yeah. Would it be alcoholic or just the flavour?
Absolutely, be alcoholic, mate. Oh. I'm not mucking around.
bit of Klager, bit of Cascade Lager and chocolate.
Imagine the Klager Kit Kat. You wouldn't need. You guys want to get a cash? No, we'll get a block of chocolate and head out and sell up. What do you reckon?
Bogues and Kit Kat. The 3X red can and the Kit Kat's red.
Yes.
Just makes sense.
See how good's that? See? We should be working for Kit Kat.
We shouldn't be. No, we should be in like, we're like the madmen.
We are the crazy scientists.
We should be the advertising.
Oh, madmen, yeah.
We should be advertising. Yeah. We're wasted on radio.
100%. We are the Don Draper of radio. Yeah. Light me a cigarette and pour me a whiskey. not Friday. What's today? Wednesday morning. I think of Friday morning. It's not
Wednesday
Friday morning.
Is the new Friday.
Yeah, it feels like a Friday today.
It does.
Yeah, it's been a long 2 days.
I might just take the next couple of days off then. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll show up to work, but God, I'll be taking it
up
off.
Up here?
Yeah.
I'll be gone.
Be off.
It's time for Ask Jimmy and Nate Anything.
Jimmy and Nate, ask them anything.
Now, I will say very quickly, Hobart, producer Grace has pulled something in her back, so...
I'm in a lot of pain.
She's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I'm sick, and Nath's voice is still missing. So we're all operating.
We're the walking wounded at the moment, aren't we?
Don't think this is going to be good.
Yes, no. Chances are big things.
No.
And if you want it, because obviously, I mean, you put the video together afterwards on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. If you wonder why producer Grace is like stiff as a board, she's trying to help out.
I'm trying to look normal for the video because I've been hunched over like Quasimodo all morning. So we're looking good for the video. Three minutes, we'll do this.
All right.
First question comes from at Eagle Sheed. Most annoying things that other people do at the gym. Go.
Take too long in the bathroom.
I've got one. There's one pet peeve I have at the gym more than anything else.
It might be the same.
If you're on a piece of cardio equipment, so let's just say there's 8 treadmills and there's no one on them. Right, so I get on one of them. The person who also wants to train gets on the one directly next to me, and then there's 6 empty ones.
So much space.
Why do you need to train on the one that's right next to me?
It's the same at urinals, isn't it? Why do you need to stand right next to me when there's 4 others?
Or buses?
Buses, yeah. Don't sit next to me.
There's a whole
there's
bus.
So much room. Give me some privacy. And also talking to me. If I'm on a cardio piece of equipment, I'm battling regardless. Don't come up and chat to me.
Yeah, hey. Or if you got headphones in,
headphones in.
Don't
I'm in
come
the zone. I'm working out.
Yeah.
I'm working out.
Come on, maybe that's it. Nathan, I just hate people.
We should open a gym just for us. What do you reckon?
Just you and me.
Oh, yeah. Stand next to each other at a urinal. Nice.
Question.
Look at that.
Get that checked out.
I got my headphones in. Don't talk to me.
Question number two comes from at Marco2341990. How did you guys meet?
I remember the first time we met. We were both working at a different radio station.
Yeah, that's right. In the car park.
In the car park,
we met, didn't we? No, we're at the urinal next to each other, and I walked in.
And Nate grabbed mine and said, "Here's," and I'm like, "Whoa, hands off."
I said, "Let's do a show."
You're like the type of guy I could hang out with. We met at a different radio station. I met your now partner, Meg, before I met you.
You did.
And her, a whole bunch of people basically said to me that I would love this guy. You're going to love him. You're going to love him. And when I first met you, I didn't love it. You're too nice.
I'm working on it, though. One day you will love me. One day we
you're
will
like,
get there.
Hey, mate, I'm Nate. Loving to meet you. I was like, this guy's too much
too
energy.
Too much. Leave me alone.
But you wore me down. Mm. You wore me down and you got me.
Yeah. And now I've got a bit of you in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Question number three. Comes from at ESSD8. If J&N could, well, Jimmy and Nate, I'm guessing that means.
Thanks, Sherlock.
Be weird if it didn't.
If J&N could work with any other hit brekkie crew across Australia at the moment, who would it be?
Any other hit brekkie show?
Look, and apologies to every other breakfast show, but there's clearly one show that I know I would work, and I think, Nate, you're the same as me.
Another hit brekkie show that we'd work
there's
with.
There's only one. It's the Melbourne show.
Oh,
Fox
yeah.
FM.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got Brendan Favola.
Thief.
What else do I need to say?
The queen of radio.
Thief is one of the loveliest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And they've got Nick Cody as well.
Nick Cody, very funny man.
Yeah.
Who loves his footy as well. What a team to work for.
Imagine the Jimmy, Nath, Fev, Fifi, Nick show.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, but
shout out to Leon as well. They produced. They've just got a great team.
Make it work. Leon is good.
Yeah.
Leon is a great producer. One of the best producers
Leon,
ever.
If you're watching this...
Mm.
You want to work for us?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Leon, no, that's all right. You know what? I'll actually admit Leon's better than me, so maybe the only person I would agree to that.
This is very hard for her to do.
Yeah, she's never said that ever.
So. Leon, if you're watching this,
come on over.
All right. What have we learnt this morning? We've learnt that don't talk to Jimmy and Nathan at the gym if you do see them. They just don't talk to them.
You can talk to us at the gym.
If you see me,
cardio.
Don't come near me.
Cardio equipment.
Yeah, if we're running on a treadmill with a headphone in, maybe don't be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Jimmy and Nathan didn't like each other to start with, and Leon's got my job.
I liked Jimmy to start with.
Oh, sorry. Nathan liked Jimmy. Jimmy didn't like Nathan.
Yeah, and now it's swapped around.
Well done, team. We did it.
Yeah, yeah, good work, guys. Yeah. Grace, how's your back?
I'm so sore.
Yeah.
My voice is screwed and Jimmy can't breathe.
All right. I'm lucky I got the Vicks. Nathan, I want to ask now on 13 10 60 Hobart, does the Southern Outlet need another lane?
Mm.
Now, I know a lot of people are probably driving on the Southern Outlet right now, listening to me say this.
Probably sitting in traffic.
Sitting in traffic.
Quarter past eight traffic, classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, look, this is... Nathan, I'm going to talk you through some stuff. So, the good people of Dunearn Road.
Yeah.
Mate, they were shocked by a pre-election announcement that their community would be bulldozed for a bus lane on the Southern Outlet.
That's always a fun discussion to have, isn't it?
Yeah. So, that will throw approximately 18 families...
Wow.
...at once into the Hobart housing chaos... as we all know, that it's not a great time to find a rental or a house.
Or just to enter the property market.
Yeah, not a great time. So, the Southern Outlet, I believe, and I've chatted to some other people who drove, is not the problem. The problem is Macquarie Street. Now, that is stated in the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016.
Okay.
The peak traffic in Macquarie Street is 3,500 cars per hour. Now, the outlet can easily accommodate 3,400 cars per hour. But the problem is once it gets in there, it gets jammed up and then
it's a backlog.
Goes back.
Creates back. It creates the illusion that the Southern Outlet's the problem.
Now, Macquarie Street can't be widened. So I believe the solution is less cars on the road.
It's public transport.
Yes.
It's public transport, which is why, I mean, I know Dean Winter in particular, they've been working on the bus routes.
Now, they are saying that they're going to add another lane on the Southern Outlet for a bus. Just buses, right? But that doesn't also stop...
It still displaces those families.
Well, yeah, it displaces the family, but it doesn't stop the traffic because that's just another lane. All the cars are still going to be in there and then they're going to come into Macquarie Street and it's all going to back up still.
Yeah, you've still got the same amount of cars coming through.
And then the bus eventually has to come into Macquarie Street and merge with the traffic.
As you just said, simple solution is less cars on the road.
Less cars on the road. So I don't believe that, having another lane there will do anything. Now, look, it's not a drive I take. This is just something that I've chatted to people about. Again, I read the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016 yesterday.
Yeah, how was that read? Couldn't put it down.
I am not going to recommend it to you or producer Grace.
Could not put it down.
Yeah, look, lucky I took one for the team there. Because it's a bit wordy.
Yeah.
That's why I want to throw it out to Hobart, to the people that drive on the Southern Outlet. I mean, that's just my opinion. It's from what I've read. It's from what I've spoken to other people about. But,
I want to hear both sides of this. 13, 10, 60, if you're one of these families, if you know one of these families, if you're somebody who has to put up and sit in the traffic, you're somebody who travels down the Southern Outlet all the time.
Maybe you think this is a good idea. Maybe you think the Southern Outlet does need another lane.
Absolutely. All right, 13, 10, 60, this is the question. Does the Southern Outlet need another lane?
No, 13, 10, 60, we've just asked the question, does the Southern Outlet need another lane? Now, it's not a drive that you and I take.
No.
I did some research. I read the Hobart Congestion Traffic Analysis of 2016.
Couldn't put it down. Did you read it in traffic?
No. Okay. I don't have a long drive.
I wonder if they do an audiobook.
No, they do not. Basically saying that it is Macquarie Street. That is the issue, which cannot be widened, unfortunately. But the real issue being cars on the roads. Now, we've thrown it out to Hobart to see what their opinion of it is. I would love to chat to people that take that drive to work.
Yep.
But maybe you live on the Eastern Shore and you've got an opinion.
Any opinion is fine.
Yeah,
you know
we
mean?
Just love chatting to people.
All right, let's go to Matty from Glenorchy. Matt, the Southern Outlet doesn't need another lane, mate.
No, I don't reckon. No.
You don't reckon, okay. Matty? Why is that?
Do you drive the Southern Outlet?
I drive everywhere. I drive everywhere between like Midway Point and Bridgewater, you know, where they're doing all the works at the moment.
Yep.
And even up in the outlet going to and from work sometimes as well. I just think with the time it's going to be slowed down in the traffic as well, like coming into the city, it's a forever problem, really, when you do think about it, like the capacity of the cars on the road. But I just don't really think it's going to help within the next 10 years.
Do you think, Matty, the problem is, though, it is cars on the road? Like, there's so many cars. That's what causes traffic and congestion.
You need some George Jetsons out there and a little...
Matty, can you do that? Can you do that noise again?
Oh, meet George Jetson.
That's really good.
Well done, Matty. Debbie from Margate. Debs, the Southern Outlet doesn't need another lane.
I think what it needs more is, like, I'm from Margate and I see people sitting at the bus stops in the mornings, and sometimes when I drive past it's raining or it's windy and there's no bus shelters or anything.
Right.
And you've got to go to work and stay in your work clothes all day and you're already wet on the way to work, and I wouldn't park my car and go and stand at a bus stop and get wet.
Right. Okay. So, Deb, you reckon it's not the buses that need upgrading. It's not more buses. It's the facilities accommodating the bus. We're talking bus shelters and stuff heading into winter and stuff. It's turning people off them.
Absolutely. I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, if I had a choice, I would drive my car and just put up with the traffic rather than get out and get whatever it is, windblown or sunburnt or whatever the weather is if it's bad. I wouldn't choose to do that. I would choose to drive every time until they build something. There's no bus shelters anywhere along the way to Kingston.
You're so right, Debbie. We did the show from the Margate train only a couple of weeks ago.
Freezing.
And it was cold, it was wet, it was miserable. I mean, we weren't even waiting for a bus.
And it was still in summer then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, Pete, you're so, I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
People want to be able to park somewhere, stand where they got sheltered, and then get on the bus.
So you do think, though, buses could be the answer to the congestion, but we just need to make them more accommodating and so people can get on them, and the bus shelters, I guess, more protective, Debs.
I think it would help because not everybody enjoys driving anyway. So more people might choose to go on a bus if they could wait in an area where, they're not going to have to be wet or windblown or whatever for the whole day once they get to work or school or wherever they have to go.
Absolutely. It's a good point. Thank you, Debbie. Dave from Moona, the Southern Outland, mate, does it need another lane?
Well, it really needs another lane, I think, but also we've got to look at the issue that it's causing the bottleneck. It's coming off the Southern Outlet between Davey and Macquarie Streets there. You've got too short distance, which is only probably about 80, not even 50 metres, of traffic lights. And to get through that there, it's bottleneck, and that's what causes the backup right back to Kingston, because there's that bottleneck coming down into Macquarie Street. We need to look at the city end of the town and organise that so the cars are freely running through the city somehow, and that will stop the congestion all the way back to Kingston.
Dave, do you think, I don't know, is it a slip lane? Is it the traffic lights? Like, I know what you mean. When it's all those traffic lights go red and then it all backs up there and then, it flows back on. Do you think it just needs to continue moving?
And people need to be more organised when they're sitting at lights. You know, I see people at work come from the Huon area back up into town around peak hour, and people sit at the traffic lights mucking around with their phones. Look, watch it. You sit at traffic lights, when it goes, start to move off so we can get the traffic keep flowing.
Dave, mate, what do you reckon about like a potential T2 lane or a T3 lane, rewarding people who are, I guess, carpooling, therefore limiting the amount of people on the roads in cars, and rewarding those who are carpooling and taking less cars, taking more cars off the road?
Look, that would be a good solution to the problem, I think. You know, even e-tag like they have in Melbourne, like, you know, you pay an extra fee to use an extra lane if you want to use that, you know, but we've got to look at this, you know, they took the rail out of Hobart, which has also caused congestion with trucks going back from Brighton into town of a morning.
So,
I mean, you know, we've got to look at the infrastructure here. Then you look at the way they've done the Eastern Shore, you get more further out the Eastern Shore with subdivisions. So people are moving out into these areas and then happen to commute into town. And we haven't got the infrastructure here in Tasmania to do that, push the suburbs out of Hobart. And then you've got people travelling into Hobart for work. And, of course, you're causing all these bottlenecks.
Yeah, there's either more people that move down into those areas and there's more cars that drive in the city, which creates more congestion in the city.
Like, absolutely.
I mean, look, I drove from, we're on Melville Street, and I drove to Sandy Bay to your house the other day, and it took me over an hour.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It took me an hour to get from the city to Sandy Bay.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think the most reasonable solution is the Jetsons idea.
Who was that?
That was Maddie. We still got you there, mate?
Yes, mate, yes.
We're going to go with the Jetsons idea, but I just need you to make that noise for me one more time. Yes, work. Imagine hearing that. That'd be fun to wake up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matt, you don't have any experience in making flying vehicles, do you, mate?
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
You thought about it. I was going to say yes.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.